Now hear the word of the Lord, as is written in the Doctrine of Life, number 34 and 37, or 39. It follows that so far as anyone shuns evils as sins, to that degree he loves truth, for so far he is principled in good. On the other hand, also it follows that so far as anyone does not shun evils as sins, so far he does not love truth, because so far he is not principled in good. That good loves truth may be illustrated by taking, for example, a priest, a soldier, a merchant, and an artisan. A priest, if he is principled in the good of the priesthood, which consists in providing for the salvation of souls, in teaching the way to heaven, and in leading those whom he teaches, so far as he is principled in this good, from the love of it and ardent desire, he procures for himself truths which he may teach and by which he may lead. A priest, however, who is not principled in the good of the priesthood, but who is in the delight of his office, from the love of self and the world, which to him is the only good, also from love of it and ardent desire, procures for himself those truths in abundance according to the influence of the delight which constitute his good. A soldier, if he is in the love of military service and perceives his good to be the protection of his country or the seeking of reputation, he procures for himself from that good according to that knowledge relating to it. If he is an officer, the intelligence pertaining to it. These are his truths by which the delight of his love which is in his good is nourished and formed. A merchant, if he has devoted himself to trade from the love of it, he acquires with pleasure all those things which, as means, enter into and compose that love of trade. These also are as truths, while trading is his good. An artisan or craftsman, if he zealously applies himself to his work and loves it as the good of his life, he purchases tools and makes himself proficient by such things as relate to the knowledge of his work, and thereby he causes his work to be his good. From these instances, it is evident that truths are the means by which the good of love exists and becomes a reality, and consequently that good loves truths in order that it may exist. Hence, in the word, by doing truth is meant causing good to exist. This is meant by doing truth, doing the Lord's sayings, doing his precepts, doing his sayings, doing the word of God, and doing his statutes and judgments. This also is meant by doing good and bearing fruit. For good, or fruit, is that which comes forth into existence. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.